Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Once was a sweet thing, baby. Held out a loving
idea. Little SRV bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Mike Pugh. He's manager of domestic marketing at J2 Global. That's j2global.com. They offer technology in the cloud, things you can use to make you more efficient, lots of different products. Please check out their website. Mike, we're talking about your predictions in the previous segment. We talked about your thoughts on mobile, also the cloud. Now, the next thing kind of puts all that together, doesn't it?
Yeah, because if you think that mobile is to get you out of your office, and the cloud is to make everything available to you while you are out of the cloud, out of the office, then I think the last thing is the interaction of all these mobile apps with each other.
Yep.
And I think if you think back, you know, to our earlier days, the first programs allowed you basically to create things and save them and print them, maybe. The next generation of apps let you copy and paste certain things from one app to another, but now we've seen that evolve to the point where almost any app lets you do almost anything with another, where
Right. Suppose
you create a file. Now what might you want to do with it? Well, again, old days, save it, print it, maybe copy it.
Oh,
the great thing now is you might want to translate it. You might want to drop it into an expense report. You might want to put it on the web.
Let me tell you something.
They all work together.
All these things you're talking about, I use this stuff all the time. A while back, I forgot my travel with my laptop. And I hate to say this. It's the first time I admit this to anybody. But I actually left my laptop at the office for a trip. And when I'm on the road, I do my show over, I connect to my network over Skype and on the road. And I had everything but my computer. And my wife had her computer, so I was able to use her computer. But a lot of the things that I needed to work with were still on my computer, at least until I thought about it. And then I said, wait a minute, those are all backed up in the cloud. So while we were gone, I was able to go to my email server and get some email that I was working on from the cloud. I was able to go to the backup for where my files are backed up in the cloud, even though I didn't back them up. My system does it automatically. I was able to go retrieve those documents and I was able to recover because I was in the cloud.
Yep. Yeah, it's amazing stuff. We've got an email marketing service called Campaigner that I've seen evolved along with this trend. Originally, it was just a tool that a small business could use to upload their list and send emails to their customer base. And then we realized, and it was supposed to be very easy to use, but we found out that our power users were importing clip art or stock images from some of these companies that you can buy great photos from. So we said, well, we should make that easier ourselves. So we made it so that our tool was integrated with stock photography to make better emails. And then our customers started saying, well, if I make a great email, I'd like to host it on the web. So we integrated with social media.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see how this goes. As you find what your customers are doing on their own, lots of companies are saying, we need to make that much easier. And I think what they're doing is they're using APIs, interfaces, to allow one product to interface with another very seamlessly.
Right.
And I think this... You could call it integration, but I think it's coming because more and more companies are making their apps modular.
Now, Mike, for the young folks, this is like falling off a log easy for them. I mean, this is like, okay, you know, it's not new. It's not the transformation of the way we do business. It's what they know. But for folks like me who've got a little gray hair, you know, these are things we have to evolve into. We have to recognize that they're there. We have to try to get rid of the things we're already comfortable with and start thinking outside of the box. For example, like I said, have been an early adopter, even I was frantic when I left my computer at home at the office until I started thinking, wait a minute, okay, I got that solved, I don't have to worry about that. And I had to think about it for a minute, even though I use the stuff. So for business owners who've been around a while, folks, the things that Mike's talking about, mobile, the cloud, integration of all these applications, start thinking about different ways that you can leverage these things to help you become more productive, more efficient, make more profit with less sales. Because, Mike, the economy is not going to take off this next year. We gotta find a way to find more efficiencies, don't we?
Yeah, and I think you're seeing the parallels are very fun in the things, like you were talking about. I've got kids that are 16, 18, and 20, and they're not doing it in the workplace yet, but this stuff is commonplace for them. With, you know, they take a photo.
Well, now, your children were born with a USB plug coming out of their head, right?
Exactly. They take a photo, and it's on Instagram 5 minutes later, but now you're seeing that it's spilling into business, where now I go to a restaurant for a business lunch, and I take a photo of my receipt, and I instantly post it into an expense report.
Mm-hmm.
So the parallels are coming, and the next generation of employees are going to be doing this in their sleep, and they just need to apply it to the workplace.
Well, and if you're interviewing those kids and you're wanting to hire them, you need to be able to demonstrate to them that you have this acumen, if not fully functioning, at least you're aware of these things, or they may not choose you, Mike. They may say, you know what, I don't think I want to raise this old guy. I don't think I want to have to bring him along. I want to go where people are a little more up with it, so to speak.
Yep, and then I think you also have to give them the freedom, if you don't do this yourself, to let them bring that to your business.
There you go. Now, I've done that. I mean, I've hired these kids that they started out with us as interns, and they became employees. And I said, hey, there's some things that you know how to do. We need that. Will you help us? And they like that. Mike, give us the website again, please.
J2Global.com.
Lots of products, folks, that along the lines of what we're talking about here with Mike Pugh. Hey, Mike, come back again real soon.
You got it. Thanks, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Mike Pugh, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. J2Global.com. Quick break. 29 after. I'm Jim Blassie again. I promise. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.